Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Maines. Pardon me. And this week, it's been a long search for a topic. Okay, so I feel like I've covered most of the topics that you guys want to hear. If there's anything I haven't covered or any question you might have, just send me a quick email, or you can even send me a text. I gave out my phone number on the last broadcast. But this week, I guess, for lack of a different topic, let's talk about one that I haven't had to talk about yet, and that's the government shutdown and how it affects you as an air traffic controller. So I got into air traffic control in the FAA 1988 is when I went to the academy. 1989, went to my first facility. And I'm pretty sure my first shutdown was mid-90s. Since then, it's been a lot more regular than it should be. But if you want this career as an air traffic controller in the FAA, you're going to have to deal with shutdowns. Because they're going to happen. So, some shutdowns are the way it happens for controllers is the shutdown happens, let's say, October 1st at midnight, which means on October 1st you stop getting a paycheck. Now, this year's is a little bit different in that the FAA was authorized payment through almost the end of October. So, as of now, controllers are still getting paid. The academy is still open, and students are still going to class. This year is a little bit different in that respect. Now, during every government shutdown, controllers, FAA controllers, were forced to work, and we're not going to get paid. Okay. So you still work. You don't get paid your normal paychecks on the normal paydays, but you get back pay when they finally come to terms and end the shutdown. Now, that's for controllers who are in the field. If you're a student, and for those of us who were instructors at the academy, normally shutdown happens, they send you home, you don't come back till shutdown's over. Whether you get back pay or not as a student, boy, that's a good one. Do not know. I do know for sure the instructors don't. For them, it's time without pay. The last one I went through was about 6 years ago. I think they shut it down Christmas Eve or right before Christmas and didn't end it until end of January. I remember that one distinctly because at the beginning of that shutdown, my mom had hip replacement surgery, or hip surgery. And by the end of that shutdown, my father had died of brain cancer that they only found after my mom's surgery. And so that shutdown, while I was an instructor at Oklahoma City, I spent most of my time in the Denton, Texas, just north of Dallas area, at various hospitals and rehab facilities for both of them. So without that shutdown, I would have been stuck in Oklahoma City as an instructor, and I wouldn't have gotten to spend pretty much that last month and a half with my parents. My mom is still here. Her hip is still giving her issues. But, yeah, Dad passed. That was almost 7 years ago. So government shutdowns are strange things. I work for a federal contract tower right now as a controller, and we are still working and we are still getting paid and getting paid normally because the contract is funded, whereas the FAA is not. And that's a bizarre state of affairs, but that is the way things go. So how do you handle a shutdown? As an instructor, we were allowed to apply for unemployment because we were basically laid off, not employed. As a controller, you can't, which begs the question, what do you do? Well, my suggestion, just my opinion, is do whatever you can outside of the facility to earn additional money. And then when you find something like that, set aside 3 months of your expenses. I have not seen a government shutdown go past a month and a half. I'm sure there have been longer ones. But if you have 3 months of your expenses saved up, then if they go 3 months, you're still good. You've paid all your bills. You've paid the mortgage. You've paid the lights. You've paid the water. Everything's still flowing. You've paid the car payments. Everybody can still get to school, get to work, except you're not having to get to work. But everything still flows. So, you know, what kind of outside work can you do? Well, you can start a business. You can, you know, several controllers that I know have done network marketing businesses and done very well in them. After I retired, I drove Uber for almost a year, part of that full-time. And I found out that there were supervisors and other controllers that were driving Uber in their off time. And a lot of that off time was on their way home after work. So earn a little bit of cash on your way home. Uber is a decent way to make money as far as making a car payment, maybe even two a month, but not much more than that. And you can make a car payment working a couple nights a week. In a city like Dallas and Fort Worth, you can do that. Maybe not so much in Oklahoma City. But if you're a student in Oklahoma City, don't even consider an outside job. Your job while you're in Oklahoma City is to get through the academy and pass. That is your job, and it is a job. You cannot treat it as if it is college. And as a matter of fact, calling you a student is really a disservice to you because you're not. You're a controller in training. Treat it like a job. They are paying you. I know we're talking about a government shutdown, but they are paying you. They are paying you to go to class. They're paying you. They're not paying you to do all the work outside of class. But as we all know, you cannot pass the en route portion anyway without studying outside of class. It's impossible. So, about the best way to plan for a government shutdown, and you have to plan for it, you have to know it's going to happen. It doesn't happen every year, but it happens often enough. I would plan on one almost every year. If not every year, maybe two out of three, and at least every other year. Plan on a government shutdown. Plan on not getting paid several paychecks in a row. Plan on it. Do whatever you have to do. Save whatever you have to save. Do what you can do legally to provide for your family. That's your job. That's your job. So do it. And if that's an outside job, it's an outside job. It's an outside business. I got into coaching while I was still an air traffic controller. And I was making a little bit of money. Not a whole lot of money, but a little bit of money. And it helps. It helps. It's hard to believe that people that make $180,000, $200,000 plus need outside employment. But sometimes you do. I never thought when I was in Brownsville making maybe 35 grand a year, maybe, that I would ever be able to spend 150 a year. But I am here to tell you that you can. And it's not that difficult. Okay, so a couple things you can do. Like I said, save, outside jobs, outside business, whatever you can do. Save up 3 months of expenses, at least. If you can do 6 months of expenses, do it. Have it in the bank. Have it easily accessible. You know, you can put it in a money market account. You can put it in stocks. But make it, if you put it in stocks, make it where you can get to it fairly easily. And you won't have to withdraw the whole amount. You can withdraw, you know, a paycheck at a time. You can withdraw a month at a time. But make sure the money's there. Make sure it's there, it's safe, it's growing. I mean, that's part of our job. That's part of providing for our families.
Okay. And then provide for your retirement.
You know, if you start while you're at the academy, you put 10% into the thrift, then I guarantee you, after you pass the academy, you go to your first facility, especially if that facility is an en route center. Okay? Towers, it's a little bit more difficult, but for an en route center, you put in 10%, the government matches 5%. You're putting 15% of your income into retirement. And you do that for 25, 30 years. You will be able to retire the day you're eligible. You'll be able to walk out the building. And when you step out that building, you'll be making more money than you were while you were inside the building. I guarantee it. Do the numbers. Numbers don't lie. That's a phrase they use. And they really don't. I will tell you from experience, it's even though I knew those numbers, I knew them backwards and forwards. It's very difficult to keep putting in once you get a family, once you get kids, once you get, you know, everything that you want to provide for them and give to them. It's difficult to keep putting money aside. But it's important to. It is important. So, government shutdowns. Man, there's so much I could say about government shutdowns. But I won't. Aside from to say, they're going to happen. You have to plan for them. You cannot let them catch you by surprise. That's the best advice I could give you. Is just be prepared for them because they're going to happen. People in Washington are not going to be able to decide on stuff. They think other things are more important than making sure the government workers get paid. You'll get paid, you just won't get paid right away. And realize this, that the vast majority of Americans are not going to care about someone that's making $200,000 if you're a center controller, not getting paid for a couple of paychecks. They are not going to care. So don't get public about complaining about not getting paid, because they are not going to care. They don't make anywhere near what you make. That's just, that's their right. They don't have to care about you. That's just the way it is. Just like you shouldn't have to go through a government shutdown, but you're going to, because they happen. So you can't really complain about it. Just deal with it. I don't know what else to tell you. This shutdown is a little bit different because controllers, as of right now, are still getting paid. Students or employees going through the academy are still getting paid. Instructors at the academy are still getting paid. I'm still getting paid. How long that's going to last? Well, that lasts till, I think, the date I've seen is October 27th. After that, they start sending students home. They start having to reschedule classes. Those of you that were coming to the academy get pushed back. So everything stops. And you thought it wouldn't because of all the clamor, all the news, all the noise about controller shortage. That's all a lot of talk, and it's all good, sounds good, until they actually have to start paying you. Then they balk. But that's one of the drawbacks of it being a government agency that runs this. One of the reasons that the controllers really should start looking at least being semi-private and having the FAA and air traffic control be semi-private. Very similar to postal workers, but with a little more opportunity to actually pay for everything that the FAA does. It's an idea that the shutdown that happened around 2018, end of 2018, 2019, a local radio station talk show host invited the regional VP at the time onto a show. And it was a conservative talk show and a not conservative NACA regional vice president. And I did not hear it live, but I heard a recording of it later. That was one of the best conversations, best interviews I have ever heard from the talk show host and from the NACA rep. They were both incredibly respectful of each other. The host asked some very good questions. And the rep responded very intelligently, very knowledgeably, and with respect for everything that was going on. And I texted him later and said, that was the best thing I've heard in a long time. And they talked about privatization. And I will tell you, if the FAA were privatized and the controllers worked for a private or semi-private company, government shutdowns probably would not affect you. So it's something that is obviously worth looking at. Will it happen? I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. And I don't think anyone else does either. But I do know this, through your career, especially those of you that are just starting your career, you're going to see so many changes in your job, in the way it's done, the technology. Hopefully you will see some changes in how quickly they update the technology, because let's face it, you're still using very early 2000 computers. You're basically 20 years behind the technology. And right now, the government has no way of catching up. But, hey, that's the way it's been. That's the way it's been since they started the FAA. And I'm not sure really how much that's going to change. But I do feel for you. Going through a government shutdown is not an easy thing to go through. Like I said, I've been through several of them. Some were easier to go through than others. Some lasted just a matter of days. Some lasted hours. Some lasted, like I said, a month and a half. I don't think that was the longest one. I think there have been longer ones. There have been furloughs of controllers where you had to take a day off without pay. And FAA still owes me and several other controllers, and hundreds actually, probably controllers, back pay when they did that. I'm not expecting a check anytime soon, but you're going to have to deal with shutdowns. That's part of the price you pay with being a government employee. You have the security of being a government employee, and then you have the insecurity of a government shutdown. It comes with the territory. I do feel for those of you who are going through it. I feel for those of you who are going to go through it if it continues past the end of the month and they shut down the academy. Everything's going to get pushed back. Those of you that were waiting to go to the academy, your date's going to get pushed back. There's really just no way around it. But I wish I had better news for you. Sorry, it's a bit of a downer this week. It's a downer topic, but it's really kind of something that I felt the need to talk about. But I think that's about all I can talk about it. It's about all I can stomach of talking about it. And talking about something that we really have no control over. And that's really the rub for most controllers. We don't like to be in a situation that we don't have control over. And this one is one of those situations. So, on that note, thank you guys again for continuing to listen to me and continuing to be a part of this. Like I said, if you have a question that I haven't covered, it's almost 70 episodes, and several of those had, you know, very little to do with the academy or actually being working as a controller. But coming up on 70 episodes, and you guys are still listening, the the numbers keep going up, and I just cannot tell you how appreciative I am and how much I hope and pray that you continue to get at least some nuggets of knowledge out of these podcasts, and that somehow the 35 years that I've been doing this helps those of you that are just getting started. So if you are at the academy, hang in there, keep doing what you need to do until they tell you to go home. Have every expectation that you'll be there tomorrow until they tell you not to be. If you're a controller at a facility, hang in there. Hope and pray that it gets done before you start missing those paychecks. And then just keep being the professional that you are and keep doing the job that you do so well. For those of you who are waiting to go to the academy, it may be the roughest of all, but you know, hopefully you have a job that you're working. Hopefully you haven't given your notice and you're able to keep working. For those of you who have given your notice, yeah, now you're in limbo. Now you're in limbo. And I don't know what they'll tell you, but stay in touch with the FAA, and that's about all you can do. And then for those of you that were looking for bids to be coming out, that's probably going to get delayed. It probably already has been delayed. It's about that time of year when they do put out the nationwide bid for people off the street. Hang in there. Keep an eye out. Keep watching for it. And when it does come out, just jump at the opportunity and do what you can to get into what I still think, even with the shutdowns, even with some of the uncertainty, I still think this is the best career that you could possibly get into. And I will keep saying that, even through all the shutdowns, all the furloughs, all the reduction in forces, it's still a great career. And I still love doing it. And I love talking with y'all. And I love helping you in any way I can. So if I can help you, or if you have a question, email me, Tom Haynes, that's TOMHANES, at sidebysideatc.com. Or you can call me. Well, don't call me. Text me at 817-233-8199. Text me, email me. You can go on the website, sign up to get updates. I'll try to keep you updated. I don't do a whole lot of updating through the website, but if you email me, if you text me, we can talk. Love to talk. Obviously, love to hear from you. And as always, remember, don't try and go on this journey alone. Get some people to help you. Get some people around you. And if you need someone like that, let me know. Be more than happy to walk through this journey and along this journey with you, side by side. Have a great day.